Pinkerton's shutdown of Greenhouse Network ended much of the organized espionage by resident spies in Washington. But other intelligence pipelines that transient agents set up from Washington to the South remained throughout the war. Senior Union officers feared that rebel spies had continual access to the highest levels of the U.S. government, reporting on Union war plans before they were even contemplated, and sending Richmond accounts of discussions in cabinet meetings. But that was never the case. Confederate military leaders were almost always uncertain about federal plans and complained repeatedly about the lack of good espionage agents in Washington. Greenhow proved to be a far better propaganda tool than spy. Richmond newspapers and Confederate officials hailed her as a brave and defiant agent who stole valuable secrets for the cause, which was far more credit than she deserved. Rose toured the South, writing Davis missives on what she heard and observed on the trips. The rebel president sent her to Europe to lobby for diplomatic recognition of the Confederacy. On her return voyage aboard the British blockade runner Condor, the steamboat ran aground in rough Atlantic seas near the entrance to North Carolina's Cape Fear River on October 1, 1864. A high wave swamped the small rowboat taking Greenhow ashore. She drowned, weighed down by a chain around her neck, attached to a bag with $2,000 worth of gold from her book sales. By late fall 1861, Alan Pinkerton had 24 men and women on his payroll and a monthly budget of more than $6,500. Still, his intelligence service, the first of its kind for an American army, was incomplete. McClellan had him collect information from Confederate prisoners, deserters, and refugees, black and white, as well as from the espionage agents he sent out. The detective also ran counterintelligence operations against the enemy. But McClellan kept other information pipelines, such as reports from his cavalry scouts and from his combat commander's interrogations of prisoners and deserters, flowing directly to him and bypassing Pinkerton.